At 6:06, it is clear and 50 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 86 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa County Election Board is preparing for big crowds as early voting gets underway today in Oklahoma. Marshall Stewart has our story.
4 years ago, in the last presidential election, lines ran all the way to the street and down the sidewalk. Early in-person absentee voting is allowed today, tomorrow, and Monday, but you must go to the election board on North Denver Avenue to cast your ballot. Board Secretary Patty Bryant.
Everybody in the state that's a registered voter can vote, but those in Tulsa County will come to the Tulsa County Election Board to vote early.
Hours are today from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday from 8 to 1, then Monday from 8 to 6, and you must show an ID before casting a ballot. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Quick Trip Center at Expo Square is getting a new name. The Creek Nation will pay the fairgrounds nearly $1.5 million a year for naming rights of the center. The deal becomes effective in January. It will also mean an end to live horse racing at Fair Meadows. A local nonprofit group that supports schools and community gardens wants you to commit eating more meals as a family. The Global Gardens says the primary goal is fostering family life.
Creating more communication and openness and just valuing each other's time. But, you know, research says as people take time to sit down together, when they do that, they are more likely to make healthier food choices.
The Set the Table initiative runs through November. The participants are welcome to share their stories through a blog at setthetable.org. The Oklahoma Commission for Human Services has voted to close two state facilities for Oklahoma's most severely developmentally disabled residents. The decision drew a bitter reaction from parents and guardians of the more than 200 residents who live at the two centers. The centers are in Enid and in Paul's Valley. The team of One Technology Center employees who won the bid for maintenance of City Hall received this year's portion of the money they saved the city of Tulsa. It is part of the gain sharing plan devised to help the city cut its costs. John Comer is the public building operations manager for OTC. He says big savings come from not contracting the work.
We have mechanical licenses, electrical licenses, we have maintenance mechanics, and we have a carpenter, and We do everything in-house.
The 10-person team will split a check of over $43,000. The regional economy continues to slip. The monthly report from Creighton University that surveys a 9-state region, including Oklahoma, shows the overall regional economy in decline.
We're not down into recession levels. We're just below growth neutral. So the report was not good, but it wasn't awful.
That is Dr. Ernie Goss, who supervised the survey. He says Oklahoma's job growth continues to be positive, but at a much slower pace. Tulsa police are looking for clues into the city's latest homicides. A man and a woman were found dead in a home not far from the international airport about midnight. The home is on Newton, just to the east of Sheridan. The two suspects in last July's Best Buy shooting spree will stand trial. A judge ordered the suspects to trial after a preliminary hearing yesterday. They are charged with killing a reputed gang member, Scott Norman. A stray bullet also killed store shopper, Wes Brown. Our weather forecast, absolutely fabulous. Sunshine today, a high of 86. Tonight it'll be clear, down to 52 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, look for a mostly sunny day, but cooler. Mentions of rain have been taken out of the forecast, a high of 67. On Sunday, it'll be sunshine but cool, a high of 66. And on Monday, a mixture of sun and clouds with a stray chance of rain and 66. Right now in Tulsa, it is clear and 50. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.